Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. There's no shortage of great jazz singers out there, and on Afterglow I try to highlight as many of the greats as I can. But what about those unlikely jazz singers? The ones who made their living playing horn, or piano, or drums. But when a microphone was put in front of them, they also could sing as well as any of the greats. That's what I'll be focusing on this hour. Coming up, we'll hear from some notable part-time jazz singers, including Chet Baker, Buddy Rich, Dizzy Gillespie, and Oscar Peterson. It's Put Down the Horn, Jazz's Unlikely Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know Do you know how a lost heart fears the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know
thank you.
You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you've faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how could you know what love is? What love is? What love is?
From the album Chet Baker Sings and Plays from 1955, that was Chet Baker with You Don't Know What Love Is. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at jazz instrumentalists who, on occasion, also stepped behind the microphone to sing. We'll hear from a few unlikely singers this hour, including Buddy Rich and Roy Eldridge. But first, I want to start with one of the most famous examples, Chet Baker. Chet Baker might actually be as famous as a singer as he is as a trumpeter, but the records that he plays trumpet on far outnumber those where he was a vocalist. In fact, Baker only sang on a few dozen songs in the mid to late 1950s, and much less frequently past 1960, possibly because he was also plagued by injury and drug addiction for most of the later part of his career. Both Chet Baker's trumpet tone and his voice were hushed and mellow, a perfect example of the West Coast cool jazz sound. But his voice was something special. It was limited, for sure, but Baker had such vulnerability and innocence in his voice that it was nothing if not emotive. His sensitive singing style, coupled with his good looks, made him a hit among the ladies. Although not everyone was a fan, the late jazz critic Nat Hentoff once wrote that Baker's vocal prowess made, quote, Rex Harrison sound like a bel canto virtuoso. Harrison, if you recall, talked his way through the songs of Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady. Here's Chet Baker with the first tune he ever recorded on his first all-vocal record in 1954. This is Gershwin's But Not For Me on Afterglow.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Thank you. was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. The sound of rain upon my window pane, the starry song that April sings. Year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. But I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned. Year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, please my heart. But I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay.
trumpeter Chet Baker putting down the horn and singing a few songs. That was the Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer song I'm Old Fashioned from his 1958 album It Could Happen to You. Before that, we heard him on one of his first vocal sides, the Gershwin tune But Not For Me from 1954. Chet Baker once said, quote, "I don't know whether I'm a trumpet player who sings or a singer who plays trumpet. I love to do both." Well, this hour, we're exploring those jazz musicians who, on occasion, did both, play and sing. This phenomenon of the occasional singer seemed to flourish in the big band era, when whichever horn player happened to have the best voice got up from the bandstand to sing a song or two. That's what happened with Glenn Miller's saxophonist Tex Beneke, who not only played the solos on In the Mood, but also sang the solos on Chattanooga Choo Choo. And then there were also the instances where the bandleader himself would take up the role of the part-time vocalist, as was the case for clarinetist and bandleader Benny Goodman. Let's hear some selections now from a few of these multitasking big band vocalists. First in this extended set is Tex Beneke and the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Chattanooga Choo Choo on Afterglow.
Aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you.
here am I, high and dry. My oh my, she didn't even say goodbye. Oh, tain't no use, definitely isn't any use. Cook my goose and it tain't no use.
Till you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Don't ask me, I won't dance, don't ask me, I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what, you're lovely, so what, you're lovely, but oh what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped upon the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. You dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
A few big band instrumentalists taking their turn as singers. We just heard clarinetist and alto saxophonist Woody Herman singing I Won't Dance and leaving his instruments behind on a 1957 vocal album called Songs for Hip Lovers. Before that, we heard Stan Kenton saxophonist Red Norris performing the Duke Ellington song Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And before that, the very first vocal side for clarinetist and bandleader Benny Goodman. That was Goodman apologetically singing Tain't No Use in 1936 in the absence of his regular singer, Helen Forrest. And starting that set, saxophonist Tex Beneke singing Chattanooga Choo Choo with Glenn Miller's orchestra. While some instrumentalists took their part-time singing career seriously, others seemed to sing just to have fun. Trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie is in that latter camp. He didn't have any vocal records per se, but there does exist a handful of tracks throughout his career where he sings, at least the best he can. These range from simply singing the title of the song, like in his bebop tune with Charlie Parker called Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
To him joking his way through a novelty song. Let's hear one of those novelty numbers now. Here's Dizzy Gillespie with his sextet in 1959 performing The Umbrella Man on Afterglow.
A toodle-doodle, I'm a toodle-doodle, I'm a toodle-doodle, yeah. Any umbrellas to fix today. You bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. A bitter patter, patter, bitter patter, patter. It looks like rain. Oh, let it bitter patter, let it bitter patter. Don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrellas and then go on his way, singing toodle-oodle, I'm a toodle-ay, toodle-oodle, I'm a toodle-ay. Any umbrellas to fix today? We'll be right back. llama, toot llama, toot lie. Umbrellas, umbrellas to fix today. You bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, it looks like rain. Let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter, we don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrellas and then go on his way, singing tooty, tooty llama, tooty, tooty llama, tooty, tooty llama, any umbrellas to fix today.
From the album The Ebullient Mr. Gillespie, that was Dizzy Gillespie in 1959 with the 1930s British novelty number The Umbrella Man. We'll have more of jazz's unlikely singers in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the jazz instrumentalists who have taken a turn behind the microphone as a singer this hour, hearing from such multi-talented musicians as Chet Baker and Dizzy Gillespie. Now, you may be noticing that I'm omitting some well-known singer instrumentalists, like Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, Nat King Cole, and Jack Teagarden, people who were known almost as much for their singing as their playing. Instead, I want to focus on those who only sang occasionally, those unlikely jazz singers. You may only know Buddy Rich as the brash, energetic drummer from Tommy Dorsey's band, but in the late 1950s, it was discovered that Rich also possessed a rich baritone voice, perfectly suited for ballad singing. Who knew? He recorded only a handful of vocal albums. Among his finest is a set of all Johnny Mercer songs he made for Verve in 1956. Here are two tracks from that record now, beginning with the Mercer and Whiting song, Too Marvelous for Words, on Afterglow.
You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful, I'll never find the words that mean enough or tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you. just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful, I'll never find the words that tell enough or mean enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly, but as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can be true, but this time the dream's on me. Certain that I'm the one to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can be true, but this time the dream's on me. This time the dream's on me. Thank you.
drummer Buddy Rich taking his turn as a ballad singer. That was This Time the Dream's on Me and Too Marvelous for Words, both from the 1956 album Buddy Rich Sings Johnny Mercer. Our next two part-time jazz singers also made their bread and butter in the rhythm section, but also happened to possess lovely voices that weren't featured often enough. Kenny Burrell is considered one of the great guitarists from the jazz world, but in his 1960 album Weaver of Dreams, he also showcases his vocal talent, something that remained hidden both before and since. I'll follow this up with a vocal side from pianist Oscar Peterson, who clearly was raised in the Nat King Cole school of pianists who can also sing. First, here's guitarist Kenny Burrell with The More I See You on Afterglow.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with each sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. You can't imagine how much I love you. The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
This world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you. In this world of overrated pleasures, of underrated treasures, I'm glad there is you. I live to love, I love to live with you beside me. This role so new, I'll muddle through. with you to guide me. In this world where many, many play love and hardly any stay in love, I'm glad there is you. More than ever, I'm glad there is you.
Two jazz instrumentalists taking their shot behind the microphone. That was pianist Oscar Peterson singing the Jimmy Dorsey and Paul Madeira tune, I'm Glad There Is You. That's from his album Romance, the vocal styling of Oscar Peterson, one of his very few vocal albums. Peterson apparently abandoned singing mostly because he was compared too often to Nat King Cole. Before that, jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell from his one vocal album, Weaver of Dreams, in 1961, performing The More I See You by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon. Trumpeter Roy Eldridge is another one of jazz's unlikely singers. Eldridge sang occasionally in the 1930s when he played with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, but then abandoned it altogether, that is, until he suffered a stroke in the year 1970. Just before then, he had taken up residence at Jimmy Ryan's Jazz Club in Manhattan. His health prevented him from playing too much trumpet, and not wanting to leave his new post, he began to sing more and more often. Here's Roy Eldridge with the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1975, singing and playing on Makin' Whoopee on Afterglow.
Another June, another sun, my honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. He's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Oh, think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Yeah. sanctuary to love nest, down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. Oh, he's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Trumpeter Roy Eldridge singing and playing alongside the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1975 with Makin' Whoopee. As I close off this hour of jazz instrumentalists turned occasional jazz singers, I must remind you that not every jazz instrumentalist was blessed with a velvet voice. Some simply had to work with what they were given, which sometimes wasn't much. Case in point, here's trumpeter Clark Terry live in Chicago, sort of singing a blues song that he wrote, simply titled Mumbles, on Afterglow.
To her, the hippos are found. She gone on, 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 the people's are found again. She ain't to her, the hippos are down, she gone, she gone. She ain't me my long stone, she on the ground down. She don't need no lady, did he hit it down, the hippos are down. She, who lady, the hippos are found again. She ain't me my long stone, she on the ground down. She don't need the baby. She gave the hair to him, she the moon, the people, the power, she gave the moon, the hair, the people, the power, she gave the moon, the power, the hair, the cap, she gets thrown around the outside of the moon, the sky, the light, the lager. She see all around the hair, the sun, the moon, the ground, the gibble, the papa, she the moon, the ball, the hair, the song, the girl, the car, the family, the family, the girl, the girl, she be born loud, the girl, the girl, the girl, the girl. She no holy, she ain't gonna lonely people to flip up the bibble to go. She ain't on the hair and the hair to burn down.
Trumpeter Clark Terry, live in 1979, singing or mumbling his way through his original song called Mumbles. And thanks for tuning into this unlikely singer edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.
Woo! She who live on the ground. She's only no lady in the bib of the county. She ain't only hit in the bib of the county. She killed the herald, the people see the leap on the barrel, the cabin, the people see the leap on the herald, the apple saw the legal, the people see the leap on the gibbon, the cow. She leaned on the barrel, the hack attack on the phone.